You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, as well as 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It's just past 10:41 here on this Wednesday, July 26th, which means it's time for the Valley Talk program. I'm Cameron Heron, and I am joined by a very special guest, maybe one of the more specialist guests we have on our show. We do it every month. We have Corky Reynolds. How are you doing today, Corky?
I'm doing just great, other than watching the Twins blow that game last night. So that's a bit of a downer, but other than that, doing very well.
I always get sad for the starting pitchers when they have a great outing and they can't get the win. Like,
exactly.
God, Lopez deserved it, but it happens. But we're not here to talk about the Twins, although that would be a very fun thing to talk about with you. Instead, we're going to talk about the city council meeting, which always happens at around this time, and you come on and talk to people about it. So I guess let's just kind of start with what, I guess for the people who may not know, let's just have an introduction to you. Like, what do you do at these city council meetings? What is your role?
Well, first of all, the city council meets on the second and fourth Mondays of each month, unless they have special council meetings. My role as the city administrator is to prepare resolutions and talking points for the council to act upon the resolutions, and secondly, then to prepare topics for their discussion about the direction of the city and how we implement that. And that's an interesting and time-consuming job. The resolutions are created for things that we need to get done. And at the last council meeting, we had resolutions regarding Central Park. The campground is now being constructed, the new campground. And in addition, we talked about a grant, an additional grant for the campground for the potential building of a new bathhouse.
Okay.
The bathhouse that we had originally intended to be in the park was put out for bids, and the bids came back exceptionally high. The city did not have the money to build those. So our economic development director and our park and rec director have now made application for new and additional monies to be able to build that bathhouse. We are put in a grant request along with East Grand Forks for the Red Lake River corridor to receive funds. And we are asking for $500,000 for the construction of a bathhouse. The city, of course, has to match to some degree, and that would be $125,000 that the city has to match. Quite frankly, when we got the bids for the bathhouse, we were surprised at just how high they were. But we're understanding that other cities in their requests for grants and then bidding are finding that construction costs are exceedingly high, surprisingly high. So we're going back to the drawing board to create a bathhouse and hopefully get funds to be able to build that new bathhouse.
Are there other specific improvements to the campground that you are looking at making?
Or? We have already let the bids for that. We accepted one. So yes, the campground will have sites that have concrete pads for people to camp on, bring in their pull behind trailers. The campsites that are not with concrete pads will be upgraded. There'll be electricity there. There'll be a full dump station, those kind of things.
So what are they on now instead of concrete?
It's just the ground.
Yeah,
it's just the ground. Okay. And we know that the campground floods often. So we've made arrangements for electrical outlets that can be removed in the fall and then replaced once the water goes out of the park.
It's actually really
smart. So there's
a
lot of planning that went into that. It's an upgrade for our park, and we think that there will be a lot of people that would use that park. Travelers through, there'll be additional marketing of that campground. We're excited about that. We want to make sure that we can get a bathhouse in there that is also upgraded. The hope is that we have four unisex rooms with shower and stalls, those kind of things. But again, we were surprised at the cost to do that.
Well, I definitely know that, you know, just looking at Central Park, when you drive by, there's at least a dozen campers already out there right now. So to even have more of a incentive to come and park your camper or trailer or whatever is
and make Crookston a destination,
yeah,
stay a while and take advantage of the amenities we have here. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're excited about that campground. Another one of the things that we acted upon, or the council did, was a moratorium versus regarding cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I want to make perfectly clear is the moratorium does not impact individual use. That's provided by state statute. Effective August 1, individuals can have on their person up to 2 ounces of cannabis and have that there. They can additionally, within their home, grow up to 8 plants, 4 of which can be flowering, 4 of which cannot. The moratorium could not and did not impact that. The thrust of the moratorium was to direct its emphasis towards the future licensing of cannabis sales. The city has to do a study. We want to do a study about what considerations do we have as a city when licensing occurs from the state to individuals or businesses that want to sell cannabis in the city. The zoning ordinances, where should that occur? What hours of operation? How do we figure out where that occurs in the most effective way? In addition, there was discussion by council members about should the city have a dispensary? Well, we're studying that issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's very unclear at this point just how the statute regarding cannabis, marijuana, is going to be interpreted, how it's going to be implemented. There is an advisory committee that's been set up, 50 members, that will advise the actual cannabis board, who will issue regulations, model ordinances. Yeah. So we need to study that. We need to see how that will best be implemented here in the city of Crookston. But again, the moratorium does not take away an individual's ability to use and possess up to 2 ounces, grow plants, those types of things in the city of Crookston.
And I know that we kind of mentioned on the new news yesterday about you can still make like rules in terms of you can't smoke in public parks or that type of stuff.
That's one of the issues that the city is studying to decide, should that be done? If so, how? How would it be implemented? Does it affect public parks, public walkways? Should we have some type of regulation of that? That's a difficult and time-consuming process because there are certainly arguments on each side of that issue. Should you be able to walk down the street and smoke cannabis? Some people say yes, some say no. We look at data. What should we be doing? It's not a knee-jerk thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be discussion. And so that's what the moratorium is about.
I'm guessing that cigarettes and cigars are going to kind of be like a precedent in that, or is that going to be a little bit
different? Certainly the Clean Air Act does already impact that, and you can't be smoking any type of tobacco or cannabis inside buildings that are covered by the Clean Air Act. But the more problematic is, what do you do on a public street?
Yeah.
What do you do on a public area that's outdoors? So it takes some study and some time, but clearly it does not. This moratorium does not impact an individual's ability to possess up to 2 ounces if they're over 21,
yep.
or grow within their yard or home up to 8 plants. Does not impact that. And one of the things that I find ironic is that in the state legislation, an individual over the age of 21 can possess up to 2 ounces on the street and can give it away. Can give away up to 2 ounces to someone 21 or older. but you can't sell it because you don't have a license. It's odd, but that's the statute. Moratorium here does not impact that.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So is I know that, you know, the cannabis usage and regulation has kind of been a big topic, especially with the recent legalization in Minnesota. Is there anything else that you were kind of talking about at the meeting in regards to that stuff? Or?
Well, we did talk about the fact that on August 1st, the Red Lake Reservation will be a sole source of purchasing. We talked about that. It's fairly close to us here, and they are specifically allowed on August 1st to be a seller, if you will, of cannabis. How does that impact us here in the city? Well, we'll just have to see. But we need to study those kind of things. We need to have a reasoned discussion based on data that we see, consultation with the League of Minnesota Cities, the Chief of Police Association, cannabis growers, potential cannabis growers. You know, we are in consultation or will be with them. We want to get a very full picture, a very full data presentation regarding what should the city of Crookston be doing, effective for sure January 1, 2025. But that takes time, and that's what we're doing with the moratorium.
Well, yeah, and I think it's good that, you know, you are taking this time. You said no knee-jerk reactions. Let kind of some of this stuff play itself out and kind of go from there. But if that's all we've got on the cannabis issue, what other things were discussed at the
Well, one of the things that we did was we shored up our agreements with respect to the airport, with the operation of the airport. Crookston has a municipal airport. It owns that airport. It is not a department of the city, so we have a manager. The contract with the manager had expired, and we negotiated a new one, and that was approved. Lowell Miller is our airport manager. He's done that for 20 years and very happy with how he runs it. So we addressed that issue and got that contract negotiated and signed for a three-year period. Also, Lowell is a fixed-based operator, which means he runs a business out of the airport, and we had to have an agreement with that to allow him to sell airplane parts, fix airplanes, those kind of things. We did that as well. And then there's a commercial airport hangar lease with Dan's Flying Service, which was up and needed to be renewed, and we did that. We think that sets up the airport operation for at least 3 years, and we're very happy because our airport is a really good airport. We also talked about the fact that we've set up a zoning committee for the airport because there's going to be changes. One runway has been decommissioned. There'll be a new runway. So we have to involve the township representatives around the airport to get that rezoning thought through. We will be having some public hearings or input in September from people who would be concerned about the airport. So we had quite a bit of business to do on Monday night. And we started at 5:30, and I think with our Ways and Means Committee, we probably got done at 8:15 or 8:30. So we had a lot of business to do.
Yeah, and it makes sense that a lot has to go into the airport. It's a pretty important part of Crookston and then the businesses that surround it.
Right, and we did get input from citizens on the cannabis issue. We do have an edible and liquid sales here in Crookston. Mm-hmm. The moratorium specifically exempted that. That will continue and is able to continue as is. There were concerns about the medical marijuana. Mm-hmm. That's specifically exempted from the moratorium. Any medical cannabis users through the medical facilities specifically exempted, that's still allowed and still will be ongoing. So if people have a prescription for medical cannabis through any of our medical facilities, the use of that, again, perfectly proper, legal. It's good to be able to do it, and it's exempted from the moratorium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this moratorium, obviously, very...
it's very important to the city to have the moratorium with respect to the commercial part of this cannabis going into the future. How will we be interacting with that state legislation? What regulations or ordinances, if any, should the city be implementing? That takes study. That takes time. That takes direction from the state and from its advisory group with their model ordinances, with their model regulations, to see if those are appropriate for the city.
That's good. I guess, maybe, do you know, like, how much cannabis is used in Crookston? Is that
no idea? That's,
no idea.
That's something we know nothing about. Yeah. You know, we talk to law enforcement. Sure, there's use.
Yeah,
there's
obviously
use of cannabis, yeah. And now that use up to 2 ounces are growing, perfectly legal and proper. The state has made that determination. I like to say that horse has left the barn.
Yeah.
If you're opposed to cannabis use, that's been decided by our state legislature. Now is, how do we implement that? How do we deal with that as a city? Law enforcement has, you know, issues with how do they work with that? So, yeah, it's, we don't have any exact measurement, but we would be foolish and naive if we thought there wasn't cannabis use. But now some of that will be perfectly proper. And that's, like, again, that issue's gone. Whether you should be allowing it or not, the state legislature decided that.
And you mentioned, you know, the act of how right and all that stuff. Like, there are regulations for the other types of, you know, substances like alcohol and cigarettes, you know. So
yes.
Those things will probably come with time, just like it did with cigarettes and
absolutely
alcohol.
We just don't know the specific direction
of
how that will be implemented, how we will, as a city, react, govern, if you will, regulate, if you will, the implementation in terms of ordinances. Where will structures, should they be located? How large should they be? What about their construction? How will that be handled? Will the city charge a registration fee? The state will issue licenses, but the city can require and must have a registration of any businesses in the future. That's the general direction, but how specific? We just don't know. We need to study that.
Yeah. So we've got about a minute or two left here. Do you have anything else that you kind of wanted to quickly touch on before we wrap it up here?
Well, one of the things I think that is important is that upcoming in the future, there will be a marketing presentation with what's called BEC Communications. The city, along with partners at the university, private businesses here have presented or will be presenting a one-hour presentation about the city of Crookston. What do we have here? Why should people live here? Why should they move here? Mm-hmm. What kind of industry do we have? That we worked on during the last two-week period. There are people who are interviewed about why their business is here, why this is a good place for people to move to, what types of educational facilities do we have, and that will be upcoming, and there'll be further discussions about that. But that will be, I believe, will be aired sometime during the first week of August, so people can be on the lookout for that, and there will be publicity about how you view it. Is it commercial television? Is it streaming? Is it somehow on the internet in other ways? Yeah, we had a lot of input from the city's perspective with respect to that presentation.
Well, it was good to have you on this Wednesday, July 26th, Corky, and thank you for all you do, and we'll see you in
month.
Another month. Yeah, for sure.
Thanks for
thank
having
you.
Us.
Yep, thank you very much.